Let's just do it.
Start it.
Let's do it. Hey, babe.
Hello.
What are we doing right now?
Well, you're laying in bed with your feet up on the wall to get your legs wanting to go down, and I am laying beside you with my feet up now on the wall recording the podcast.
Yeah, I've got my legs up on the wall because ever since we got off the plane, my stupid legs have been so swollen. So,
trying to get that fixed.
Yeah.
So where are we at right now?
We are in Paris, and tonight we're packing up because tomorrow we're going to Switzerland. But tonight we're going to talk about our time in Paris.
We've been here. This is our third night. We're leaving in the morning.
Our third night?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure this isn't our second night?
No, it's our third night.
It feels like it's not second.
We got here, had dinner, didn't do anything. Then you had yesterday, we did all the things, and then today.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
What was your first impressions of Paris?
It is dirty and grungy. It's got a lot of graffiti.
It's got graffiti everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of graffiti. So that was my first impression whenever we drove in. It's just like, oh, wow, this looks just like Dallas, except more graffiti.
I think it's dirtier.
You think?
I think. I don't know. I don't go to Dallas proper. But yeah, I think it's dirtier.
Yeah, it is. It is a pretty dirty city. But I like dirty cities.
Yeah,
so
you like San Francisco and New Orleans.
Yeah, San Francisco and New Orleans are my favorite cities up until Paris. And now Paris is up there with some of my favorite cities. So
start with day one. We got here.
Yeah.
And we checked into our room and then we had dinner, correct?
Yes, we had dinner here at the hotel. And this room is way better than our one in London.
Yeah.
Man, our London room sucked so hard. But this room is way better.
And the bar in the hotel is way cooler.
Yeah.
You got all those couches and stuff set up.
We actually got a room with the air conditioning.
Oh, God, it's a plus.
So exciting.
Still not as cold as we like it, but at least it's not. We don't sweat when we walk in the room.
I think as long as it had air conditioning, it could have been a total, like, little shit box, and I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
Because the last place was so uncomfortable. Yeah, I really like this. I mean, I like the room. It's got like this cool mural that I've got my feet up on right now up behind the bed. And the shower is amazing. It's really hard pressure, which is great. All the toilets, they flush with lots and lots and lots of water.
Yeah. So, and we're in a sketchy part of town. So our first night we got here, we had dinner. Then we went to the bar, had a few drinks, then we came up to the room.
I really like the hotel bar.
Yeah.
It's got, cool. It's
They're slow as hell, though.
Yeah, but it's got a great vibe. Like, you just go in there, and they've got some comfy couches, and people seem to like to hang out there.
The bartenders work the same pace. If there's one person in the bar, or 17.
Yeah.
They just do one drink, and another drink, and another drink. And the weird thing I noticed is, so I ordered a Jack and Coke because they were busy, and it's the easiest thing to make. They'll pour the Jack in the glass, put ice in it, and then give me the bottle of Coke to pour into the glass. And out of that bottle of Coke, I could make two drinks.
They did that in London, though, too.
Oh, did they? Oh, that's right. They did.
Here, though, if you order a vodka soda, because that's what I usually order at the bar, they think that you want a vodka with Coca-Cola in it. But usually vodka soda means vodka and club soda. You have to order a vodka Perrier.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. And it's been really fun. So whenever we first got over the English Channel and...
Talk about the ferry.
Did we not talk about that last time?
No.
Okay, I can't remember what we talked about last time. Yeah, we got on a ferry. So our entire coach, which is like this humongous bus. We have six of these things for our whole group because our group is huge. We've got 270 people. All six of our coaches got onto the ferry with all of us, plus a ton of other people.
It has five rows for cars or buses or semis.
Yeah, it was big. It was like a little cruise ship.
Yep.
And you just pull in there on the coach, get off the coach, go up to the upper area, and then there's a little restaurant. It's like a little Starbucks. Yeah. And lots of comfy seats.
Video games.
Yeah, video games, a little casino, a place to exchange your money. So if you need to exchange your pounds for euros, you can do that.
Comfy couches, window seats. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
And then you can go on the out, you know, go out on the deck if you want to see, you know, the English Channel. So that was really an experience that I enjoyed. And then got to our hotel, went to the bar. Then the next morning we got up early, went down and had breakfast. This hotel does not have a good breakfast.
No, they have powdered eggs.
Ugh.
And like, the crepes. They make crepes, but the crepes were cold. So you remember what we did the first day?
Here?
Yeah. Our first full day.
God, it seems like so long ago. What did we do? We did the Basilica. Oh God, what is it called? Basilica de Sacre.
Yeah, anyway, it's a church on top of a hill.
We went to Montreux. That's not Montreux. We went to Montemart.
Yeah, so the church on top of the hill.
Yes, and it was like this beautiful, beautiful cathedral, and you couldn't take pictures, so I don't have any pictures of it on the inside, but
it
was
beautiful.
You weren't supposed to take pictures.
Everybody was taking pictures.
Well.
But it has a nice view of the city because you're way above the city.
Yeah, it's got an amazing view of Paris. So, yeah, and we started at the bottom, went all the way to the top. I thought I was going to die. By the time I got up there, my legs were all wobbly. And it was, like, a big workout. So we went in there, and then we went around to Artist Square. Mm-hmm. Saw a bunch of artists that were painting.
And then we ate a little French cafe. We had crepes outside, like you always wanted to do, with the tables outside.
I have always pictured, like, being in Paris and sitting outside in a cafe having coffee and crepes, and we totally did it. So that was cool.
Yeah. Okay. Then
we walked around for a little bit, and then we got back on the bus, and we did. Is that? Oh, that's when we went to the Eiffel Tower, right?
We went to we drove over to the Eiffel Tower where we had a couple hours for lunch.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't go up to the top of the Eiffel Tower because we didn't have a lot of time there. We only had like 2 hours, I think. And we were like, okay, we can either spend our entire time trying to get to the top of the Eiffel Tower because the lines were so long.
Well, some people took 3 hours to get to the top.
Yeah, or we can go explore. And so we just decided to go explore, and we had lunch at this place that was so good. So I don't even remember the name of it, but it was like a beef stew, and it was delicious. And so we sat outside, and I had wine.
I think he ripped us off. He said we all had to order entrees, but I think we could have probably ordered something different. But
yeah, we had a couple of kids with us that weren't really hungry, and they were just going to order like an appetizer, but everybody had to order an entree, but that's fine. No biggie.
So we did that, walked around a couple hours, and mm-hmm. then we got back on the bus.
Oh, is that whenever?
We did the city tour.
Okay.
Yeah, bus driver got into a fight with somebody because the guy was complaining about the bus. And the bus driver, who's Austrian, got off the bus, and the person that was yelling at him was Middle Eastern. They were yelling at each other in their language. It was kind of funny. And then whenever the guy walked away, the bus driver said, "You're an asshole." And then the guy said, "I'm going to call the cops," but he didn't. So we left and then picked up the tour lady.
Yeah, our bus driver is great. I have never seen a bus driver that drives this well. He has just been amazing. We're traveling with a big group. We've got 6 buses, and we've seen some of the other drivers, like, almost run into us from just backing up and not paying attention and like not being able to get around corners.
Yeah.
And
the funniest part is when we were going down the street, some lady was on her cell phone and she basically jumped in front of him. Mm-hmm. And he turned on his windshield wipers and washers and sprayed water all over.
And then she flipped him off.
No, that was a different person.
Oh, was that a different one? Okay.
So then another person crossed. And then he flipped her off.
He didn't flip her off.
She flipped him off. And then we went on the river ride. Some guy said, "You're getting too close to me. Slow down." And he got closer. So yeah. He's funny.
He is funny. But he is a really good driver. Yeah. So I've been just thankful that I feel safe.
So we had a tour lady come on. And then we drove back through Paris. Okay, so first of all, the way people in Paris drive. So motorcycles just drive wherever they want. And bicycles. Like, they'll just cut in front of you.
Yeah.
Cars will cut in front of you. There's no stop signs in Paris. Cars just cut in front of people. They don't care. If you're walking the crosswalk, they're going to keep going. They don't really use their blinker. Like, cars try to squeeze into the bus to get in front of it. So that is a little bit scary. But,
yeah. I mean, really, Paris, people in Paris drive like complete assholes.
Yes.
Complete assholes. Like, it's just like, I don't even think they're being assholes because that's just the way they drive. That's just the way they know to drive. It's weird.
So we got a tour lady that came on and then we drove.
A tour lady, yeah. A tour guide.
And then she got on the bus and we drove through Paris towards Notre Dame. And then she was explaining stuff to us about, we went down the most famous avenue in the world. It has all the expensive shops on it and has the thing that Napoleon built for his soldiers that everybody tries to get selfies on. I can't remember what it's called.
Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah. So we went there. We drove over the bridge to the island. Paris basically has the mainland and then two islands that's part of Paris. The islands are the oldest part of the city. We drove past the Louvre?
The Louvre.
Museum. Mm-hmm. But she told us it would take 9 months to see everything in there.
Yeah.
And it is humongous.
That's one of my biggest regrets is that we didn't get to see the Louvre while we were here. And really, really what I think I'd love to do, I was telling Rob this, I would love to just plan, like maybe once he retires, maybe we just come here for a month and just like I'll work and every day after work, we'll go to the Louvre and see another part of it because I really, like, I need to see the Louvre.
So we went by Notre Dame and saw the burnt parts of it. They're working on it now. Probably supposed to be done by next year.
You can't go into Notre Dame right now.
They dropped us off in front of that really old church. And then we walked around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find a bathroom. So another thing is, if you got to use a bathroom in Paris, you better have money on you. We had to go all the way. We had to walk like a mile, it seemed like, to find a bathroom. And nobody had a bathroom. We had to go to McDonald's and it cost 50 euros.
No, not 50 euros. 50 cents.
They don't take cents.
Yeah, euros. That was 50 cents. They call them cents.
Okay, yeah, 50 cents. Never mind.
Not 50 euros. 50 euros is more than $50. Right.
So anyway, we had to pay 50 cents. And then one of them, he opened the door and it was just shit all over the toilet. Lena thought you had to, if you didn't pay, you couldn't get out of the bathroom, which is not true.
That's true.
I held the door open for somebody. I did pay 50 cents, but I was going to hold the door open for somebody else to use it because all I had was 50 cents. So we went to the bathroom. Then we went back on to the bus, and they took us to dinner. We got a free dinner, which was basically...
Wait a minute. I thought we... Is that not the day we ate pizza? We went to the Italian restaurant?
Pizza?
Oh, that was in London. Gosh, it's been a whirlwind. I cannot remember...
I don't remember eating pizza in London either.
We are doing. Okay, so that night, what do we have for dinner?
So they took us to this restaurant called...
That was last night, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it's called. It sucked.
Monte Carlo.
So we get there, and basically, it was beef stew.
A preset meal.
Beef stew with mashed potatoes, and what was supposed to be creme brulee, which was terrible... But the free dinner didn't include drinks.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
For a soda.
It included water at your table. And then they were bringing a cart around that had wine and sodas on it. And so, like, I just wasn't expecting to... I mean, I ordered wine. Yeah. And Rob ordered, like, a Pepsi or something. But... And then she was like, okay, that'll be 7 euros.
Like, huh? Okay, like, whatever.
That's so weird. Okay.
So we did that. And then after that... we did the river tour on the river sign, right? Is what it's called? Mm-hmm. Scene sign?
I can't remember if it is scene or sign.
That was actually pretty cool because it took us on the river, and all the photos we saw while we were doing our drive tour, saw different views of it.
Mm-hmm.
Took a bath at the Louvre Museum.
The Louvre is so big.
It's like four blocks.
It is, I mean, one of the biggest buildings I've ever seen. It was huge.
So it took us down the river one way, past all that, and then back around again to the Eiffel Tower on mm-hmm. the backside. You can get good photos of the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
That was about a 45-minute boat ride.
Got a bunch of selfies.
Yes. And then it brought us back to the hotel. Since we got so many people getting off the bus, the elevators take forever. So then we went to the bar and had three or four drinks.
Yeah, that's kind of our ritual now. Like whenever we get back at night, we just head to the bar because otherwise we would stand in line waiting for the elevators forever.
When I get drunk. And I don't like having people on the elevator with me.
Yeah. So
like small spaces.
And we just go to the bar, hang out for a little bit.
Okay, talk about today.
And then, you're jumping ahead. So last night at the bar, we got to hang out with some of the directors, the band directors, and they're actually cool people.
Yeah, I thought they'd be nerdy.
Yeah, they're like fun, normal, yeah. like regular fun people.
They just teach people how to play music.
Yeah. So, I don't know, that was a lot of fun and kind of eye-opening. Okay, and then this morning, we had early breakfast. We had to get up early, go downstairs to breakfast, and then we were able to come back up to the room and rest for a little bit because we've got so many people on this trip that the dining room here won't hold all of us, so we can't all go to breakfast at the same time. So they've got us going in shifts. So this morning we had the early shift, and then we came back up and we got to like just rest for like 45 minutes. So I laid down and put my feet up because really, you guys, my feet are so freaking swollen. It's awful. It's actually putting a little bit of a damper on the trip for me. So hopefully after today, I'll have it totally under control.
We got on the bus.
Yes, we got on the bus. We went to a little town called Fontainebleau, and we saw the Chateau de Fontainebleau, which is this amazing castle.
How many square feet you think it is?
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
Like 80,000 square feet?
Oh, God. I have no idea. Like, it's the biggest building I've ever been inside of.
And it's not even a building. It's somebody's house that used to live in it.
Yeah.
Napoleon built it, right?
Well, he didn't build it. He added onto it. Like, that's one of the things that it was showing in that little brochure is the pieces that have been added onto it or taken away from it over the years.
Okay.
And so he didn't actually build it, but he did really build it up and then also make it so opulent. Like, I don't think it was as opulent.
Like, people, they had like four or five receiving rooms, all decorated differently. All the ceilings had designs in it. The beds had massive designs in it, and the, what are they called? The things that go over the bed, drapes, but not, they're not
canopies.
Canopies.
But they were like canopies that start on the ceiling.
Yes.
Like they're like hang from the ceiling with like drapery hanging down. And I've never been in a place that was so opulent is the only word that I can think of for it, because it was just so over the top.
Whatever they had, whatever the highest stuff was back then, they had it in that house. They had, all the walls had fancy wallpaper, but not just wallpaper. The wallpaper had pictures of kings and people on it. Some of the ceilings were gold, just like crazy chairs and humongous tables, and it was
and
just
there were
crazy.
Like murals everywhere. So murals on the ceilings, murals on the walls.
Paintings of everybody.
Like just, yeah, I mean, and of course, paintings and other artwork and so many things that were just odes to Napoleon. You know, I mean, as far as paintings and sculptures and bowls and plates and just, I mean, everything that you could think of, just all in the same place. I couldn't.
It even had the wives' dresses on the little things.
Mm-hmm.
Then you remember the big ballroom?
Oh, yes. That was, I tried to think about it when we were walking through and just like, what would it have been like to be here back when Napoleon was alive? You know, would you feel just super fucking fancy just being there?
They had two hallways that were at least 100 yards long.
Yeah.
And probably 20 feet wide. And all it had in it was just wood and then little chairs for people to sit in. And then the ceilings had stuff. They had statues in there. And then the humongous ballroom with the balcony overlooking it so they could watch if they wanted to. It was crazy.
I just could not imagine. I mean, and it was beautiful now, but I can imagine like what it was like back then, you know, like when it was really.
Yeah, because some of the colors are faded.
Yeah, like when everything was brand new and just, man. I mean, I just can imagine living like that. Like living in a place that was just so over the top. And like after a while, I was tired of walking through it. Like I was just like, oh my God, more and more and more and more and more.
And then you saw it all. And then the next room would have more.
And and it just got like grander and more ostentatious, and it was
like one room had a humongous king size bed, six chairs, then it had a sitting table, a big humongous fireplace, big old mirror on the wall, it had the canopy coming down from the ceiling. Oh, the bed was on a platform, it had a couch, and then it was about 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
And then that was all that was in the room. And it had like the fancy wallpaper with pictures of people's faces on it. I mean, and that wasn't even the master bedroom. That was just somebody's room.
Yeah. It's just crazy. I mean, it was beautiful and amazing and like fucking crazy. Yeah. Like who in their right mind thinks of putting all that stuff together?
So then after that, we walked into town, which is a cool little town. It reminds me of a beach town where the major highway runs through the beach. And people, because there's always cars driving by and people are outside eating because of the weather was nice. I actually like that town better than Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And had all these cafes open. So we walked into town and then we had some lunch at a little cafe, which was... I had a hamburger, but the food was really good. And people say the service is slow, but the service is actually pretty fast.
Yeah, it was actually really fast. Yeah, and then after that, we went over to the square where the kids did a concert. And it got really hot. I'm sunburned. I never would have thought I'd go to Paris and end up with a big sunburn like I've got.
It was hot today.
Anyway, so I got to see Kevin play in France, which was really cool. And then we had lots of time today. Today was really nice because it was relaxed and we weren't just like going. And we got time to really like explore the little town and do a little bit of shopping and
So we're doing some shopping. We found this little pastry store where Kevin wanted to get some, what are they called?
Macarons.
And I saw eclairs in there, so I got two eclairs. And when I took it out of the box to eat it, I was like, this is not an eclair because it doesn't look like a donut. It looked like it was made with French bread, but it wasn't. When I bit into that thing, that was like life-changing eclair. It was cold, and the chocolate, it was filled with chocolate instead of vanilla. Chocolate was perfectly sweet. The stuff on top was perfectly sweet. It was just, everything about it was perfect.
Yes, I also ate one of those eclairs, and it was the best eclair I've ever had in my entire life. So good.
That's good about, and then like everywhere there's pastry shops and bread shops and cafes. The only weird thing is most of the good restaurants didn't open till 7 at night.
Yeah, and we were there early because we're on like the early bird trip where we have to be back into our rooms at a certain time. All the kids have to be back to their rooms by a certain time.
So the organizers had a dinner also planned tonight, and when we looked up the restaurant, it was called something, La Houston.
Le Houston.
La Houston restaurant, and we saw that it did Tex-Mex, and I'm like, I'm not eating Tex-Mex in France.
Yeah.
Well, so we went to a restaurant, a cafe again outside, and we had the most amazing, almost life-changing chicken.
It was really good.
It was a half a chicken roasted, and it was just had great flavors, and it was juicy on the inside. We had some escargot and some creme brulee, some macaroons for dessert, which was also perfect. And the service there was pretty good, too.
Yeah. It was just really good. And then we went and found the group, and
they got ham and French fries.
Yeah.
Fried ham and French fries.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad that we opted to do dinner on our own. It was really good, though. I mean, overall, today was great. The only thing I'll say a couple things about France. One, the cities that we've gone to are not as friendly to...
They don't fake smile.
No. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm like talking about like, if you're just a pedestrian that's like wanting just to like hang out somewhere, their cities aren't as friendly as London. Like London has all these beautiful parks and places to like just hang out on the grass and sit and enjoy nature and just a ton of places just to just hang outside and just be there.
Paris has the river.
Paris does not, at least the parts that we've seen, Paris and then Fontainebleau, not super friendly to people that just want to hang out. Like if you want to hang out and like sit somewhere, you need to go to a cafe and sit and pay to eat something so that you can sit down for a little while. Even their town square had, it was all tile. I mean, like it was tile, right?
Yeah,
like,
and they had the water that came out of the ground.
Yeah, and there was like really nowhere to sit.
There wasn't anything to sit.
No except chairs. For the steps that were in the full sun, you know, so it was just nowhere to like really comfortably hang out, which I thought was odd. So that is one strike against the places I've been in France now. And then the other thing that's kind of like just different is the people, because they're not overly friendly. I mean,
they're not rude either.
Yeah, but they're not rude. I mean, so whenever we go into stores, they, you know, like whenever we've bought things, actually most of the people at the stores have been very friendly, but it's a different kind of friendly. It's like, you're not getting like a whole bunch of like fake smiles or anything like that. You know, they're just like, you know, you definitely need to say bonjour, say merci, you know, try to be, they seem to appreciate it, like when you at least attempt to speak the language. And then if they start speaking to you in French, which happened to me today, I just look confused. And then they're like, oh, English. So, yeah.
Say no habla español. Yeah, like our waitress for dinner didn't smile one time when we sat down. She came up to our table and said, do you want anything to drink? And we said water. And Lena's like, I want some wine. I want some blah, blah, blah. She goes, I'll be back in a minute. She came back, got the wine order. No smile. Came back, got our food order. We just told her what we wanted. And she's like, you want that? You want that? You want that? Came back.
Yeah, they're just like a very matter of fact.
Yeah.
Which I don't actually, doesn't bother me. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
I'm the same way, actually.
I actually kind of like the not fakey smiles and everything.
Yeah, I don't need the whole small talk of, so what are y'all doing in town today? We, you know, why are you here? No, they take your order and then they're done with you.
Mm-hmm. There was one friendly lady whenever I was shopping for clothes who stopped and asked like, what are, you know, because we were all wearing the same shirt. She's like, what are you guys here for? You know? And so we told her and she made a little bit of small talk, but her accent was a little different.
She wasn't from France.
I don't think she was actually French.
No, she just lived there.
Yeah.
She wasn't French.
But not one, like I didn't have any French people just like go out of their way to make conversation.
Did.
Oh, did you?
I had somebody come up to me and ask me basically the same thing. It was an older guy. He's like, hey, I noticed all these shirts you from Texas. And I said, yes. And I said, we're here to play music in the square. And he said, what kind of music? I was like, it's just band music. It's just a band, high school together playing music. It's going to be about 2 o'clock. And he's like, oh, okay, that's cool. And that was it.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah. There's no, even people that don't know you don't really talk to you. They just mind their own business, basically.
Yeah.
They go into the store, they order what they want, they leave. When I got the eclairs, they were kind of friendly in there. But, I mean, they don't have big smiles on their face, and they're not chit-chatty. They're just like, what can I do for you? And I say, I would like these 2 eclairs and this and that. Okay, anything else? No, okay. It's going to be this. Oh, we don't take American Express. Goodbye. So.
Whenever we went in, when Kevin and I went into the bakery to order the macarons, you know, we pointed at the macarons. And she was like, what number? And Kevin was like, well, just like that box. And she's like, she said something that I think meant that that's just for display. And he's like, well, that size box. Well, she's like, well, but what number? And I don't think he understood like what number meant, like how many.
Yeah.
So I told him, I was like, how many? And she's like, oh, sorry, how many?
And, yeah. I mean, they're... Like, I don't want to make off as being rude.
No, not rude.
They're just, they do their business, matter of factly, and they're gone. Like, our waitress for lunch was fairly friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they come over, they ask what you want, they leave, they bring your stuff, they leave, they ask, they check on you once, they leave, and you have to basically ask for your check, and I have my check. They bring your check, and then they're gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that is one of the differences in... You do need to, or at least the places we've been, you need to ask for your check.
Because they'll let you sit there all night. They don't care.
Yeah, because people just kind of like tend to take their time and eat and, you know, just leisurely eat. So they're not trying to rush you out or anything.
And the other weird thing is when you pay, so it was in London too, and it's in Paris too, there you cannot leave a tip.
Yeah.
They bring the bill. It's $150. It says $150. Some of the places were adding like a service charge of 10%. I haven't seen it in Paris. I saw it in London. But you go pay, and you just tap your card. They print off the receipt, and they leave.
Yeah, there's no place for you to...
There's no place for a tip, so you don't even tip.
In a tip or anything.
I mean, I guess if you had some cash, you could give them cash. They'd probably... I don't know if they'd take it, but you can't add a tip when you pay with the credit card.
Yeah.
They don't even ask you to... You know how most places you go and order some popcorn, and they turn it around and say, it's going to ask you a couple of questions...
Yeah.
And then once it asks to leave a tip, no, they don't do that. You just, and they're gone.
Yeah. So I guess to close this out, I would say that for me, I love France. I love it. I want to see more of it. I want to come back. I love it more.
You're saying France. You mean Paris?
Well, I'm saying France because we were in, not just in Paris, we were also in Fontainebleau. And then we drove through the, like, French countryside. I just loved all of it.
Yeah, I would probably come back again. I like Paris, kind of. I don't like how dirty it is. But I could see if I spent the week here how there's enough to do to keep you busy. And it's not...
Hell, there's enough to keep you busy for, like, 3 months at the Louvre.
It's not crazy expensive. The food's not expensive. Like, a hamburger was 19 euros, which is basically 20 bucks.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's a good point. Prices here have been really good. Like, especially, like, getting a glass of wine with lunch and stuff, it's like $6.
Yeah.
Like, it's really,
Even the drinks at a hotel, the hotel drinks are 950 euros, or 950 euros, how do you say it? €9.50. Yeah, €9.50, and which is about $10, which is about right. And this is a touristy area, which was surprising. So, I mean, I just don't like the people. I don't like the way people drive in the city, and they're like, it's their turn to go. If you're in the crosswalk, that's too bad. You're gonna get ran over.
The craziest place.
Oh, the roundabout. The roundabout has no lines.
Yeah. Okay. So the roundabout that's around the Arc de Triomphe is fucking insane. Like, there, yeah, there's no lanes. People just, and it's huge, huge. And
people come all the way from one side to the other, and not at an angle. Some people go straight, like, across.
Yeah.
Across just, traffic, and then they get to where they want to go.
And we were in a fucking tour bus, and people just, like, pull right out in front of you. Zero fucks given.
Yeah.
And like, they just, like, have a death wish or something. And then people, like, walk across that, too. There's a way to get to it from going underneath. If you want to go up to the Arc de Triomphe, it's, like, there's an underground thing that you can get to it. But there were people walking across the thing, and it's busy. Like, busy.
Yeah, our tour guide said, Emily in Paris, that people that live in Paris hate that. People are trying to duplicate whatever. I haven't seen it, but I think she ran across it or something. So people are trying to duplicate that to get an Instagram shot. And it's not safe because they don't care. They will run your ass over.
Yeah. Anyway, that.
So, tomorrow we're off to Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And so our next recording will be about that. I'm looking forward to that because we're going to a small town. And I think it's going to feel a lot more relaxed.
I think so, too. Even
though we're doing stuff, I think it's just going to have a different feel to it.
Yeah, we've had a really crazy past several days. So I am looking forward to hopefully a little bit of rest and relaxation because I'm exhausted.
Yeah, we have a 5-hour drive from Paris tomorrow. Then we get to the hotel and check in and then dinner and then free time. So anyway, we will record more later. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys. Bye.